Let me say good morning to everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. Will we rejoice and be glad in it? Come on, let's bless the Lord this morning. Amen. Let's bless the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Thank God for allowing us to come together one more time. Amen. Good to see you. Good to see you this morning. We are here to magnify and to glorify his holy name. Amen. So while the blood is running warm in our veins, let's give God the glory. Go ahead and pray for the service. Pray that God would move in a very powerful way, that the Lord would have his way this morning. Pray right where you are, that the Lord would have his way this morning. Thank you for praying. Thank you for seeking the face of God this morning. Amen. The world prepares for the Super Bowl once a year. But here at John's Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church, we have Super Bowl every Sunday morning. 52 weeks, we have a Super Bowl celebration here in our church. And when you come to the Super Bowl, you come with excitement. You come with joy. You come with celebration. You cannot come to the Super Bowl miserable, stressed, depressed, and not ready to have a good time. When you come to the Super Bowl, you already come prepared, ready to celebrate in the goodness of the Lord. Because the Lord has been good unto us all week long. The Lord has watched over us, spared our lives one more time. So let's prepare to worship him in spirit as well as in truth. We're going to have Chana to prepare for our call to worship. Jeremiah will do our scripture reading this morning. And we're going to prepare for our prayer. Nikki, going to do our prayer. Mills, do our prayer this morning. Amen. Doxology, praise God, with whom all blessings flow. To the stand, if you're able to stand.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Praise him.
Standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. For the sake of the house of the Lord, I will seek your good. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. For he has done marvelous things. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, our Savior.
Let us do so by singing hymn number 525. What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Let us sing all three stanzas of this wonderful hymn of the church. What a fellowship.
What? A fellowship, what a joy.
joy be mine. Lean in on the everlasting arm. What a blessed is, what a peace is mine. Lean in on the everlasting arm. We are leaning, oh, leaning, oh, safe and secure from all.
Come before you this morning with grateful hearts, thanking you for allowing us to see another day and for bringing us together in your house. Lord, we Father, we ask that you have your way in this service today. Prepare our hearts and minds to receive everything you have for us. Remove every distraction, every worry, every burden, and anything that would keep us from fully experiencing your presence. Bless our worship service, Lord. Let our songs be pleasing to you. Let our prayers reach you, and let your word speak directly to our hearts. Teach every person who walked through these doors today. Meet every need, heal every heart, strengthen the weary, encourage the discouraged, and restore those who need to be restored. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Let your presence fill the sanctuary. Give our pastor and every minister wisdom and boldness as they share your word.
Yes, God.
May everything that is said and done bring glory and honor to your name.
Yes.
Lord, we surrender this service completely to you. We want to just have church. We want to encounter you. Change us, renew us, and draw us closer to you.
Oh, yes,
we
God.
Thank you in advance for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
For he is Lord.
Yes, God.
He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is the Lord.
Come on, help me say this. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Come on, say, come on and. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Come on and bless, come on and bless the Lord with me. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Oh, bless the Lord with hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord
with me.
Come on and bless.
Come on and bless the Lord with me.
Come on and bless. Come on and bless
the Lord with me.
Come on and bless. Come on and bless the Lord
with me.
Come on and bless.
Come on and bless the Lord with me.
Come on and bless. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless.
Come on and bless. The Lord
with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What's the highest praise?
Hallelujah.
Anybody got a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and praise. Come on and praise
the Lord with me.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, come on and bless the Lord. Come on in.
Before the King.
Come on in, bless.
Come on in, bless.
The Lord. Come on in, bless. Come on in, bless. The Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody got a hallelujah? Come on and praise. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord. Anyone that might want to praise the Lord, the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and praise. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord.
Pray.
The Lord, come on and praise you.
Come on and praise the Lord with me.
Hallelujah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, yeah, yeah,
hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let the church say amen. Come on, let the church say praise the Lord. If you truly love Jesus, you ought to shout hallelujah. Let the redeemer of the Lord shout hallelujah. Let the redeemer of the Lord shout hallelujah. The Bible said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I sought the Lord, and he heard my cry, and delivered me from all my fears. All taste and see that the Lord is good, and his mercy, I said the Lord's mercy, and his mercy, not your mercy, not my mercy, but the Lord's mercy endures forever. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. With gladness. Come in his church. With thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. And we are his people. Enter to John's chapel with thanksgiving and magnify his holy name. Because the Lord is good. Hey! The victor! Hey! I said the Lord is good. The Bible! The Lord is good. I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to apologize for my faith. You got that right. God is so good to me. God is so good to you all. He looked beyond our faults and woke us up this morning. I mean, we had some crazy thoughts this week. Some of us participated in some crazy stuff this week. And the Lord looked beyond all of that stuff and gave you another chance. You better glorify him and magnify his holy name. Unfold your arms and uncross your legs and get down with Jesus this morning. I'm sorry, grandson. Go ahead.
Good morning, John's Chapel. Today I'll be reading Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. The verse says, God didn't bring you this far to leave you.
Amen. Yeah! Yeah! Boy! Philippians, what? What Bible verse was that? Philippians 1 and 6. Amen. All right. God has not brought you this far to leave you. Amen. Come on, let's thank God for Jeremiah. Amen. For picking out his own Bible verse. Good. Train up a child the way he should go. And when he get our age, the word of God will not depart from him nor her. Amen. Bless you. Boy, bless you. All right, we ready? Announcements. China, you gonna do announcements? All right. Thank you all.
Good morning.
pause at this time to welcome and recognize our guests who are worshiping with us in the sanctuary, Facebook, or YouTube as we celebrate our Youth Sunday. If any of our guests in the sanctuary would like to greet us, you may do so at this time. Everyone is at home, and we hope you enjoy the service. I call your attention to pages 5, 6, and 7 of the bulletin. Please read the bulletin and add your announcements to your calendar. Please enjoy activities and events celebrating all upcoming observations. We ask that you celebrate those on the prayer list on page 6. August 16th. Oh, happy birthday to those celebrating this week. August 16th, Athena J. Solemn. August 17th, Yama Fitzpatrick. And August 20th, Johnny M. Sanders. Those celebrating birthdays this week, please remain seated. Everyone else, please stand, and Pastor Wright, will you please lead the singing?
Birthday. Come on, sing, sing. God bless you. Sing.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you.
You.
Anniversaries on record this week. These are announcements for today. May God bless each of you.
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Pastor's Aid Committee, I want to take a moment to look for us to look back, look ahead to a very special celebration. We're preparing to honor Pastor and Sister White on September the 13th, the second Sunday. The colors are royal blue and gold, so we'll all dress out in royal blue and gold to show our honor to our leadership. Please mark your calendars for the upcoming celebration. We want to shower our pastor and Sister White with love, cards, gifts, and monetary blessings. Are welcome. Cash App, dollar sign, Willie White, hot dog.
Amen.
But as the saying goes, it takes two to make a house a home. And it takes a special kind of partnership to lead a church. Today, we want to shine a deserved light on our wonderful First Lady. First Lady leadership can be a very heavy burden, yet you carry it with grace. We see your heart, we see your love, the sweat, and the prayers that you pour out to this ministry, quietly, behind the scenes, not for show, without any demanding spotlight. You are a listening ear to the brokenhearted and a source of wisdom to the women and youth, and a beacon of hospitality to everyone who walks through our doors. Thank you for your endurance and faith. Thank you for standing right beside our pastor, protecting his peace and his vision. You are a queen, a servant, and a true blessing to this ministry. We appreciate you more than words can express. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Look at you, honey. Good job, Pastor A and church family committee. Thank you all. Let me give you all a spoonful of sugar. Mwah! Thank you all. Thank you all. Lord have mercy. I mean, a happy wife equals a happy life. Amen. Amen. So thank God for you all being able to bless my wife with flowers. Amen. A nice boss. Vase. Bless you, honey. Good. Outstanding. Outstanding. Sister Deborah Faye, why you didn't share that with me? Okay, good. Good. She kept that. Good. Good. Are you ready? All right. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. So thankful and grateful for our guests here with us this morning. To all of our guests, let's give them a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Our guests would like to be acknowledged at this point. We do have, I know Brother Justin here with us this morning. And our guests, how you all doing? Y'all doing well? Yeah, bless you. You. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Sister Barbara, you have your family? Amen. Amen. Bless you. Come on, y'all. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Davis? Davis? Brother Davis, how you doing? I remember you. Yes. Hot dog, yes. Everything going well? Yes, Lord. Great spirit on you. I enjoy you. Yes. Yes. I mean, just leaning right in with Pastor White. I mean, the chemistry works well. I mean, we had a great time doing the workshop, and while the presenter was presenting the information, I mean, he facilitated well. He corrected her 2 or 3 times and got her back on course. I mean, he did well. Great job. Great job. Great job. And Sister Scott, we thank God for you and your family here with us. Amen. Amen. And Brother Justin, we thank God for you being here with us here at John's Chapel Aylmy Church. When you come to John's Chapel Aylmy Church, we're going to love you. Brother Michael family, good to see you all. No matter who you are, where you have been, or what you look like, you're going to be loved here in our church. The church of unconditional love, not just words on a piece of paper, but words that flow from our hearts, mind, and soul. To the Scott family, Mother, you sure know wearing that hat. You all are at the right place at the right time. Let's give our guests a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Can Mama don't, she don't, can I meet Mama halfway? Mama, can you come to me? Lord have mercy. Look at you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. I remember days, Sister White, you know your hats, all them hats you got in the closet? You know, she got a lot of hats. Yes, that's why you used to wear them hats, boy. Yeah. All right. Brother Victor, you know? Yeah. Amen. Bless you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Good to see Mother Simmons here with us this morning. Come on, y'all. Let's give her a hand. Give her a praise. Betty Simmons, as she's coming. She's coming. Thank you all. Brother Brown, Sister Chung, we have word about our Men and Women's Day celebration. You want to say thank you? What did we do that Sunday? Amen. Thank you, family. Thank you, family. Make sure that we're able to meet our obligation of our assessment with $100 per member so that we can continue to meet our goal. We still trying to make sure that our air conditioning unit is on its way. So while it's coming, we are still collecting. So we got to pay right at $11,000 for our last unit, okay? All right. And we will have our HVAC system taking place within our church. About six new units or six upgraded units here in our church. Upstairs we'll be taking care of restrooms and the whole nine yards. We'll feel much better within our church, okay? So we're looking at about $30,000 to $40,000 of cash money that we have spent on our HVAC system. Amen. That's right, Brother Barber. Amen. Thank you for helping me. Good. Thank you all. Now give yourself a hand of a praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You ready? What I'm missing? All right. Revival coming up this week. You saw it in the text messages. You saw the different revivals. Amen. Coming up this week. Okay, so we ready for the revival? Sister Nikki, are we ready for our calendar tea? All right, you ready? So revival's coming up. You see it in the text messages. My phone is messing up. The iPhone. Anybody else having a problem with iPhones? It don't delete it all my calendar stuff. Lord have mercy. I know it. That's bad for me, you know? All my notes and all that just vanish. All right, let's go. All right. Sister Nikki, yes, ma'am. We're ready. Okay, at the church, and then we know the tech team will meet at the church in the sanctuary with Brother Simmons and meet it at the church. So they meet with Sister Nikki, eight captains, eight go-getters. Amen. Eight go-getters. We'll make it work with our calendar team, preparing for this year's, 2027. Yeah, 2026, 2027 calendar year. Thank you all. Thank you all again. Thank you all for everything. Yes, sir. Brother Ricky Britt. Yes, sir. Good morning. Amen. We're preparing for that. I know it's a lot of announcements. Sir? You're kind of late. We have a date yet? Family and Friends Day. It's in November? Okay, November. Okay. All right. Our presiding elder has to preach in Florida. All right. So whoever will ride the bus. When is it, Brother Ricky Britt? The 27th of August. What time we leaving the church? 8 o'clock that morning. We're going to Fort Walton, Florida. Brother Nelly has to preach. We're going to Fort Walton, Florida. He has to do the ordination service and ride the bus for free. So the bus is loading up and the van. We'll take the bus and the van for free. We just going to ride and go and celebrate with our presiding elder. Dr. Marshall will be preaching the ordination service. So we're going over and celebrate with them as well as support our presiding elder. So Brother Ricky Brick is driving the bus. And amen. Somebody's going to drive the van. Amen. We're going to make it work. Amen. Good. Let's go. The 27th, 8 o'clock in the morning. See Brother Ricky Britt to sign up. See Brother Ricky Britt. If you're going to ride the bus, you're going to ride the van, make sure you see Brother Ricky Britt. Don't tell me, because I forget, and I'd say you didn't sign up and you won't get on. You'll be waking up in the morning for no reason at all right? Because Brother Ricky Britt going to go by his book, okay? All right, let's go. All right. You ready? Let's give it our offering. You ready? We got to go. All right. So how long you all going to be doing this, Pastor Abel? All week? How long you all going to be celebrating? How long y'all going to be celebrating the pastor and first lady? Okay, all right, I'll be here Sunday. All right, let's go. Repeat after me, when I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Come on, y'all, let's stand all over the church. Yes, God, yes. Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I like them baskets. Amen. Amen.
Share of heartaches, but I'm still here.
Yes, I made it.
you. Bless you, Brother Brent. Bless you, Devontae. Let's get him a hand clap of praise this morning for allowing God to use them through instruments this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, amen. What a blessing it is to come together one more time. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. God, you are an awesome God, an excellent God, a wonderful God. So God, we pause this morning to say thank you. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. We count it all joy and a great privilege to be able to talk to you this morning. We don't have to fix up. We don't have to dress up. We can come to you just as we are. Many issues, broken, bruised, and battered. Talking to a holy and perfect God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to come to you in these conditions. Now, God, we just pray that thou will continue to forgive us of all of our sins, whether thought, word, or deed. Have mercy upon us. Create us a new heart and renew a right spirit within us. Create us and restore to us the joy of thy salvation. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for your joy. Thank you for your strength. Be with us. Speak to me and speak through me. This is your time, this is your place, and these are your people. So have thine way. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the Lord say amen, amen, amen. Quickly in the book of St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. Fifth chapter, the 16th verse. You have your 3 points. Matthew, the fifth chapter, the 16th verse. Quicken, qualify, quit. Okay? So go ahead and do quick church flow. Church flow real quick. Quicken, qualify, quit. Use social media platform. Now 3 points. Quicken your faith. Qualify your light. Quit taking the credit. Matthew, the fifth chapter, the 16th verse. Put it on social media real quick. Put your location, social media real quick at John's Chapel, African Methodist Episcopal Church. You have the door cam. You have the door cam, so people are not going to go in your houses. Amen. They're not going to go in. Amen. Amen. You can talk to them even from the church and tell them, I see you. I see you. Amen. Smile. You're on camera. You're on camera. Amen. 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 All right. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Quickly, use it for a subject this morning. Let them know. Let them know. Let them know. Look to your neighbor, to your left, and say, neighbor, my good neighbor, let them know. Look to your neighbor to your right and say, neighbor, my sure enough good neighbor, let them know. The usher may be seated. Amen. Thank you for serving men. Thank you for serving. Let them know. It's you Sunday. Amen. Amen. We're in the process of trying to get our youth back on course. So baby boomers and our senior saints and young adults and Generation X, y'all hanging in with me. Amen. Let them know. Let them know. This past week, good to see you, Mayor. Mayor Cooper, bless you. Good to see you. This past week, I was channel surfing on my radio station, trying to find a podcast. Dealing with politics, trying to locate a good gospel channel, and I landed on 105.7. Amen. Now, this particular station is out of Montgomery, and it's not a pod station that talks about politics, and it's not a station that pretty much highlight gospel music, hymns and church music. So my senior saints and my individuals who have a divine connection with God, you may not want to Google or look up this station. I was channel surfing and I landed on 105.7. And the particular station is a R&B station, rap station. Amen. And while I was traveling, I heard a song on the radio that talked about let them know. Mason, amen. Michael, amen. Good. Nikki, what Devontae? Devontae, let him know. Ace, yeah. Clifford, Joseph. Harrison Jr., also known as the Rubber Band Man. Amen. I go 80s on you. Amen. Has been known as an individual. He helped bear birth what they call trap music. Don't even Google that. Don't Google that. Don't y'all look that up. Clifford Joseph Harris, a.k.a. also known as Nall Till. Nah. was born in Atlanta, Georgia in 1980. Made several hits back in the 80s, back in the 90s, in the early 2000s, that made the number one spot for several weeks. Clifford Joseph Harris Jr., a.k.a. also known as T.I., birthed this song. Let them know. This year, in 2026, in the month of January, it stayed number one for several weeks, and they are still playing this song, Let Them Know. Don't listen to it. Don't Google it. Sister Jones, Sister DeRamus, don't try to listen to it. If you're not saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire back. Sean, don't you Google this song. Sister Morris Simmons, don't y'all try to look this song up. Brother Lee, did you leave it alone now? Y'all stay connected to God. T.I. telling our young people, Brother Justin, when you show up, your presence ought to be known. Throughout the song, he's highlighting because of who you are. Let them know. When you pop up on scene, they ought to recognize your presence. In the club, on the block, in the mall, because of who you are, your presence ought to be known among other people. I thought about it. Let them know. From a worldly standpoint, from T.I.'s standpoint, he's speaking about what they can do on their own because of their accomplishments, because of what they can contribute, because of what they are doing. Let them know. But from a Christian standpoint, when Jesus declared to his disciples, "Let your light shine before me so they may see your good work, but glorify your Father which is in heaven." This Bible verse is not highlighting what we can do. It's not talking about who we are, but it's talking about whose we are. Let them know. That's the difference and the hook between the two. Let them know through T.I. eyes, it's about me. Let them know through Christianity and through the eyes of Jesus, it's about God. Lord have mercy. In our text this morning, Jesus declared and decreed before the disciples, "Let your light shine before me." Point number one this morning is quicken. Quicken your faith. Wake up your faith. Revive your faith. Make your faith come alive. Jesus saying in the text this morning, fire up your faith. Whenever you come to church, you don't come to church with dead faith. You come to church with faith that's alive. Every morning you wake up, the same God who brought you on yesterday. Jeremiah just read the text. The same God who brought you through last week is the same God who's going to bring you through this week. Jesus said in the text, let your light shine. We have to understand that God is not calling you young people to hide your faith. You have to let it shine. You don't hide your faith as believers. God has commanded us to let it shine. You don't dim your light to try to fit in, to get other young people in school to like you, to appreciate you, to validate who you are. You don't apologize for your light. Let them laugh. It's cool being a Christian. It's slamming to be a child of God. And I'm not capping from the pulpit. It's a good thing to know that God is in you. It's a wonderful thing knowing that your name has been written in the Lamb Book of Life. You ought to get excited whenever you wake up in the morning saying, God is on my side. Here come your hot dog moment. You are created to shine. And you ought to shine like a diamond. Hot dog. Come on and shout back at me this morning. I am created to shine. I am created to shine. That's the God that we serve this morning. He created you to shine. Don't you go on dim. Don't you put your light out. You let it shine early in the morning, on Monday morning, whenever you get back to school. You continue to let your light shine. Jesus said, so they may what? See your good work. Point number two is qualify. Qualify your light. Let them know. Qualify means to meet the requirements. Write that down. To meet the requirements. Fit for the task. Jesus said, so they may see your good work. Not hear about it, but what? See. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Let them know. Let them see it in your attitude. When we monitor your attitude, young people, we need to see the attitude of Christ. You don't snap back at mama. You don't snap back at dad. Lord have mercy. Somebody said you'll get hurt, right? Amen. Amen. Yeah. I was kind. Amen. Amen. You know, your old school, you will get that. Yeah, man. You know? Somebody be dialing 911 or calling the funeral home, you know? Yeah. You have to honor your parents. Respect them. Let them know. When you qualify in your light, let them see God in you. Whenever they see your attitude, they see the attitude of God. Whenever they hear your language, they hear the voice of God. Not cussing and fussing, but they hear kind words flowing through your heart, mind, and soul. Whenever they see you in the classroom, they see you behaving like a Christian. Let them know through your behavior. Jesus said, that men may see your good work. I'd rather see a sermon than hear a sermon. St. Francis said, preach the gospel at all times. And when it's necessary, use words. Y'all don't miss your shout cue. Preach the gospel at all times. And when it's necessary, Pastor White, use words. Gandhi said, I would become a Christian if it wasn't for the other Christians. In other words, you have to practice what you preach. Practice what you sing. Practice what you shout about. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify? You have to qualify your light. And one way of qualifying your light, you have to let it shine. Not just on Sunday morning, but early Monday morning. When they talk about you on your job, don't snap back at them. Go in prayer. Put them in God's hand. And I declare and decree this morning, God is a God who's still sitting high and looking low. He is a God that you can't hurry. So don't you worry. He may not come when you want him, but God is always. I wish I had some help this morning. God is always on time. Say yes. Not only you must quicken, not only you must qualify, but you must quit. He said, let your light shine before men and see your good work, but glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Quit. Quit taking the credit. Glorify your Father in heaven. Give God the glory. Let him know that it was God who blessed you with the ability of making A on a roll. A, B on a roll, you shout, I give God the credit. Let him know when you make the team. That if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I'd be on the sideline. But because God is on my side, I made the team one more time. Young people learn now at a young age how to give God the glory. Learn at an early age. Whatever you're going through, that God gets the glory. When you go through an election and you become the president, China Clark, you become the vice president, if you become the secretary, whatever you become, you make sure you give God the glory. It doesn't matter. When the Lord has blessed you real good, you make sure you give God the glory. Don't take the credit. Whenever the Lord has blessed you, young people, learn right now and give God the glory. Because I know some folk in the Bible who died trying to steal God's glory. Don't you know that that's a terrible thing to try to take God's glory? Because the Bible makes it crystal clear that all glory belongs to the Lord. And if it had not been for God who woke us up this morning, the undertaker be somewhere at our houses right now, pulling us out of the bed, laying us in a hearse. But because of God's grace and his mercy, we are alive and well this morning. You got to let them know this morning that the Lord has been good to you. Let them know this morning that the Lord, he woke you up this morning. He clothed you and kept you in your right mind. Let them know this morning that the Lord, he picked you up this morning. He turned you around this morning. He placed your feet on solid ground. Let them know you were sinking, deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply steam within, seeking to rise no more. But the master, Lord have mercy, but the master of life see, he heard your despairing cry from the waters. He lifted you, now safe am I. Yes, let him know that it was God who paid the rent. It was God who paid the mortgage. It was God who paid the light bill. Say yes. Say yes. Let him know he died for your sins and mine. Let him know he died in your spot. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. I'm so glad that he didn't stay dead. Let him know. Early. Early. Sunday morning. He got up. He got up. He got up. Say yes. Say yes. Let him know. Let him know. Let him know. Let him know. Hey, hey, hey. Hey. Let him know. 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 Who God is. Let your light shine before me, that they may see your good work, but glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Maybe you're here this morning. Maybe you're here this morning.
bless God. He's real in my soul. Yes, God, it's real. Real in my soul.
Thank you, Reverend Huggins Jr. Come on, y'all, let's give him a hand clap of praise. Fighting through. Okay. Be alert to text messages this week, because we are in revival. We are in revival, so y'all try to make some adjustment. We had to go to a valley, Missionary Baptist Church. You see those text messages. I got to go back and try to find all of that. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your grace, your mercy, love, and your kindness. We thank you, God, for being God and being God all by yourself. Let them know that you're so good to us. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. Thank you for our young people who are here this morning to hear this message. Go back to school, that they don't have to try to fit in with the crowd. And they will hear some challenging conversations dealing with their character, their integrity. And they have to let them know that they are Christians. They don't talk like that. They don't behave like that. Let them know. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, root, abide with the side of us from hence on forevermore. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Let our hearts sing.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, take team. Take team. Take team. Take team real quick. Brother Davis and family. Brother Davis. For Davis and family, y'all come on and get a picture real quick. All right, come on, for Davis and family. Justin, you gonna take a picture with me? You don't mind?